Yeah, Father, we lift up the people at this Trump rally, the people that were injured and the people that lost a loved one. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus to put an end to this nonsense. We plead the blood of Jesus over Donald Trump. And Father, we ask that peace will prevail. And Father, we know that we have to stand strong and fight against this evil nature of what's going on with these people, and we have to do it. But Father, we ask that you bring this country, bring this world into a system of righteousness and peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Huh? Yeah. Did I not tell you to get ready for the crazy train? Have I not told you every year at the beginning of the year that every year since COVID, every year was going to be crazier than the last? Be prepared. We haven't seen anything yet. I'm serious. Be prepared. Because the crazy train is here. And the devil is losing and the devil is declining to an end. But you have to understand that these are absolutely crazy people that are cornered and trapped. And they're going to lash out with fierceness and do whatever they can to stop what's coming. But stand strong. We win. God wins. So, let's have a couple people help me with the communion. Father, we thank you for the Holy Communion that you have given unto us. And it's for our healing and our well-being. And we know that when we discern the body of Christ, we can expect to have health in our body and healing. Father, we thank you that Jesus' perfect, sinless body was beaten for our transgressions and he's wounded for our iniquities. And Father, we thank you that he took stripes upon his back for our healing. Father, we thank you that Jesus' body was pierced and he shed blood for us. And that when he got on that cross, he took the full wrath of your fiery judgment. He took every sickness, every disease, he took every part of the curse. And he redeemed us from the curse. So, Father, we're taking this broken body for our healing and our well-being. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. The blood of Jesus is so pure and so perfect that it's still doing what it did when God sent it. It's still washing us of our sins. It's still protecting us. It's still perfecting us. And it's because of this blood of Jesus that we can go boldly into the throne room of grace and receive mercy and grace in times of need. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. continue on with our study on what it means to believe with the heart. And yesterday was a really, really good example of what it takes to believe with our heart, not what our eyes see. Amen? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we'll look at these verses once again. Verse 1. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in heaven. Down to verse 6 says, therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in this body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. I think you better circle that verse. You better highlight that verse. Do whatever you have to do to memorize that verse. We walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Now, to believe with the heart means to believe apart from what our physical body may tell us or what our physical senses may indicate. This is because the physical man believes what he sees with his physical eyes or hears with his physical ears, or what his physical feelings tell him. But the spirit or the heart believes in the word regardless of seeing, hearing, or feeling. I was out doing chores and my wife called me and said they just did an assassination attempt on Trump. I said, well, they've been talking about that for a long time. I was not surprised. It was not a shocker. It was not a surprise to me that they failed. What is a surprise to me is the amount of people that are shocked that it actually happened. I've told you before, the devil tells us what he's going to do before he does it. It seems to be some kind of a spiritual law. He tells us what he's going to do before he does it. And if we fall for it, then it's on us. You know, the devil told us about the pandemic, the COVID pandemic, a long time before it happened. In fact, he told us about that in 2016. And everybody was shocked when it happened. He told us. On national TV, he told us. He tells us what's going to happen. Now, why I'm talking about this, because we're talking about believing in their heart and not what we see with our physical eyes. Always remember this, the devil has the ability to do lying signs and wonders. And you're going to see lying signs and wonders. You're going to see these with your eyes. You're going to see things in the sky. Lying signs and wonders. I know people get all weird when people start talking about UFOs. You're going to see them. I promise you. You're going to see them. You're going to see things flying in the sky. You keep your eyes on the Word of God. In fact, I'm going to tell you this. If you see something like that in the sky, go inside. Just go inside and ignore it. Now, they've been talking about this for a while. They're building this up. They're going to have a show in the sky. They are even planning on having a hologram of Jesus in the sky. Go inside. If it's a rapture, you're just going to be gone. You're not going to be standing there looking at it. Go inside and read a book. See, the devil knows how to pull on Christians' emotions. And the devil also knows how to poison you. You know, they've been telling us about this. They're going to put stuff in the sky, but also they're going to poison it. Just go inside. Don't stand out there and look at it. See, there's distractions. He's going to cause distractions. And he's going to, anytime you see something that you think you really, really need to be looking at, go look at something else. Because they're trying to distract you from what's really going on. One of our biggest lessons, and I don't think the church has actually learned this, Donald Rumsfeld came out on September 11th of 2001 and said they were missing $2 or $3 trillion worth of gold. On September 13th of 2001, NISAR and GSAR was supposed to be implemented and announced to the world. But on September 12th, we had 9/11. They got our attention off of what was going to happen. And then we ended up in more endless wars. You know something, they never did get back around to talking about that $2 or $3 trillion worth of gold that went missing. They never have talked about that again. What we're dealing with is the most evil people that we've ever faced. And they're losing. We're winning. God's winning. God's will is going to be done on this earth. But you're going to have to walk by faith and not by sight. And you're going to have to put your faith in the things of God. And the communion is one of the big things. We just took the communion. Now, it's confirmed that they've been inoculating people with mosquitoes. It's a fact. We've been in this war for a long time. But we still win. We win, no matter what. We win. You know, a lot of people get downhearted when they see what's going on, but I see what's happening, and it builds me up. I get more and more excited every single day. I see how the devil's losing. I see how we're winning. I see how things are changing. I see how laws are changing. I see what's going on. And we're getting set free. Now, I want you to notice in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 4, it talks about our spirit, or the hidden man of the heart. The word heart again, we see that word heart again. The inward man, our spirit is called the hidden man. He is a man of the heart, of the spirit. He's hidden to the physical or natural man. And in Romans chapter 7, verse 22, it talks about the spirit is called the inward man. You know, it says, "For I delight in the law of God after the inward man." So we see the inward man or the hidden man gives us God's definition of the human spirit. The real man is spirit. He has a body and a soul. With his spirit, he contacts the spiritual realm. With his soul, he contacts the intellectual realm. With his body, he contacts the physical realm. We cannot contact God with our mind, neither can we contact God with our body. We can contact God only with our spirit. Now you see how vital and important it is to separate these things. We're getting flooded with things that we can see, touch, hear, smell. And there's too many Christians walking around depending on their five natural senses. They see what's happening and then they get downhearted. They hear what's happening and they get downhearted. You have to be led by the Spirit of God. That inside. The world calls it the sixth sense. It's not sixth sense, it's Holy Spirit. And this is where we're going to have to separate. Whose report are we going to listen to? Are we going to listen to the report of the world, or are we going to listen to the report of God? See, the report of the world is full of lies and confusion. So if you're downhearted and confused, you're probably not listening to the right report. If you're pumped up, you should get up in the morning excited every day about what's going on in this world. I mean, you should be on fire. This is the most exciting event that we're ever going to go through in our whole entire life. And we're so close. We're so close to victory. We're so close to victory. And it's going to be such a glorious event. I believe in my heart that we're right on the cusp of celebrating our very first Jubilee. This is something that we've never celebrated before in our life. See, the devil has made this thing where you separate religion from politics and you don't talk about this, you don't talk about that. That is a lie straight from the pit of hell. Religion has always been there as a way to keep politics in check. One of the biggest things about the Jubilee, and God talked about the Jubilee and talked about celebrating the Jubilee, and He gave certain things about this feast. This was supposed to be celebrated every 7 years and every 49 years. And it's a debt release. So people wouldn't be continually labored with heavy debt. They wouldn't be continually labored with not having enough. They'd be set free. They'd have a time of rest. You know, that's never been celebrated. It just hasn't. Why? Because the people that have been in control of this world did not want you to be set free from their debt slave system. And whether you like to believe it or not, you are a debt slave. This very fact that you have a Social Security means you are a debt slave. Social Security number. You're a debt slave. They make it sound good, but you're a debt slave. But you're getting set free. You're getting set free from that. But you're going to have to look at God's side of this thing. God's monetary system has always been gold and silver. Something tangible. Something that you can use. Food. Something real. And our country has been based on paper. And shadows and lies. And Jesus said, don't store up for yourselves treasures on this earth where moth and thieves do break through and steal. Don't. How would we store up treasures for ourselves on this earth investing in the stock market, putting our hope in IRAs based on the stock market. That's where thieves and moths break through and steal. I always was curious about this. And then I went to work for this company. They asked me if I wanted to invest in their 401k plan, and I said no. First thing that happened was God dropped that scripture in my spirit. Said, don't store up for yourselves treasures on this earth. Okay. So no, I don't want to invest in your 401k plan. Well, then I started running into people that had invested their whole lives in this stuff. And then just in the matter of days, it was gone. Just like smoke, just up in smoke, gone. People lost millions and millions and millions. And it was just gone. The thief broke through and steal. Well, how are we going to make it without this? You're going to walk by faith and not by sight. See, there's a lot of educated people out there that are telling us how to do certain things. And we have to understand that there's a lot of educated idiots running around out there. And if they're not backing what they know by the Word of God, it's not the truth. And you don't want to invest your time and energy in something that's not true. They've learned a lot of stuff with their five natural senses, but they know nothing of the Spirit of God. I'm telling you, we're going to relearn a whole bunch of stuff. Almost everything we've learned, we're going to relearn. Now, the Word of God is the key to heart faith. I want you to look to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. And one thing I want you to understand is when we hear the Word of God preached, we hear it with our natural mind. We can remember how that before we were Christians, the Word of God affected us in our spirit. See, the Holy Spirit, through the Word, spoke to our heart or our spirit. In verse 14, it says, the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. The natural man does not understand the Word of God. One translation says the natural man or the natural mind understands not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. So we don't understand the Bible with our mind. It is spiritually understood. We understand it with our spirit, our heart. That is the reason we may read certain passages dozens of times and never understand their true meaning. Then one day we suddenly see what God is showing us through His Word. It is at that moment that we understand it with our heart. We have to get the revelation of God's Word in our heart. That is why we must depend upon the Spirit of God to open and unveil His Word to us. I ran into a lot of people that knew a lot about God. They knew a lot about the Bible. They could memorize more scriptures than I ever thought of. But they weren't born again, so they didn't know God, and they didn't know the Word of God. Memorization doesn't mean nothing. But revelation means everything. I was witnessing to a Muslim one time. And I was trying to get him born again. And I started witnessing to this guy. And he said, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Just stop. So I spent 15 years in ministry. And I sat for years and years and years under one of the biggest pastors on the East Coast. I sat there and I said, you spent all that time in Bible school and you never got born again? You're not going to end up being a Muslim if you get born again and you get to witness the Holy Spirit inside of you. See, you got to understand this. There are people that sit in churches every time the door swings open and they don't get born again. You have to have the Spirit of God come inside of you and change you from the inside out. So the only way that we can base our life on the Word of God is to have spiritual discernment. See, the Holy Spirit can bring all things to remembrance, but we got to get it in there first. And then He'll help you sort stuff out. He'll tell you right from wrong. There's people, I promise you, they will follow their pastor right straight to the pit of hell. Because he said, this is what the convention says to do. See, you have to have that discernment in you to break away from your pastor or your church or your family or whatever it is that you're clinging to. If it's not the Word of God, you need to break away from that. And the only way you're going to know if it's the Word of God is to read the Bible for yourself. So you have something to build your life upon. See, Jesus said, let your light so shine before men. Now when we get born again, that may be the only light that we have. That's, praise God, that's a light. Turn it on. And then we learn something else from God. And if we look at it, maybe we don't understand it up here, but we study it, we read it, and then finally it makes sense in our heart. That's another light. Turn it on. Let that thing shine. And then you just keep getting more and more light. You get more and more revelation. Now the Bible tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The more we hear it and hear it and hear it and hear it, the more we read it and look at it and study it and meditate on it and look at it, pretty soon it's going to make sense in here. Not up here, necessarily, but here. See, you can try to make sense out of something up here and think you got it figured out, but when the storms hit, you're going to crash. Because this is going to get squirrely. But if you got it in here, you don't have to know it up here, but you got it here. When the storms hit, you're going to stand strong. The storm is here. And you're going to see a lot of churchgoers get really weird. They're going to hit the panic button because they're not going to understand with their mind what's going on. And they're not going to have a revelation in their heart that it's going to be all right. We need it in our heart. God wins. And His attitude towards the struggles in your life is that you win. Amen? Now, the natural man is not going to understand the Word of God. See, this is why I know each one of you have talked to people, maybe you've witnessed to people, and it seems like you'd tell them something about God, and it seems like it would just bounce off their forehead and come right back to you. It's kind of weird. You know, and they say, I know that verse. And it's like, no, you don't. And then they don't understand it in here. And then all of a sudden, what happens? They get born again. And then it's like, they say, wow, I understand it. Now they do. What happened? The Spirit of God came inside of them. Now they can discern the Word of God. Now they can understand the Word of God. Now, to believe with the heart means to believe with the Spirit. So how does our spirit get faith that our intellect cannot obtain? The answer is only through the Word of God. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, Jesus said a peculiar thing. But by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. See, he was speaking about spiritual food. He used a natural term to convey a spiritual thought. Our spirits become filled with assurance and confidence as we meditate on the Word. The Word is spirit and faith food. The Word of God is food that makes our spirit strong. So you see how that works now? When we meditate on His Word, we're feeding our spirit. God, He told Joshua the key to his whole ministry was to meditate on that Word of God, day and night. So when we find a scripture that catches our interest, and we underline it, it'd be a good idea to go back there and revisit that scripture. You know, maybe you're just reading the Bible, and all of a sudden, you feel those butterflies go off inside of you when you look at a scripture. His name is not butterflies. He's Holy Spirit, and you just excited him when you ran into that scripture. It excited your spirit. It quickened your spirit. Now, look at that verse some more. Actually, daydream about that verse. Meditate on that verse. Look at it over and over and over again. Read it and talk about it and think about it and say it over and over and over again. And then what happens is, in, like if you're like me, you look at a verse and you'll say, man, I don't know. I'll take it in here, up here. I'm not there, but I'll take it here. Holy Spirit, will you help me with this verse? Because I don't understand this. And then you'll look at it and look at it and meditate on it some more. And then 2 or 3 months later, if you got a lightning fast mind like mine, you'll be eating a plate of Mexican food somewhere, talking to somebody, and somebody will say something. You say, oh, I got it. I understand it now. See how brilliant I am? It only took me 6 months, you know, but that's okay. You know, there's a lot of things that we don't understand up here, but we got it up here. Got it down here. We got it here. One thing I'm curious about, Jesus walked on water. That would be cool. I know it's possible. I know it's possible here. I know we can do that. It don't make sense up here. But here, I know it can be done. I don't know how. I've asked Holy Spirit, I said, if there's ever an occasion where I got a chance you could do that with me, just do it. That'd be cool. I don't know if I'm ever going to need to walk on water in West Texas. But you know, it's okay to believe things in our heart, even though what's going on up here and what's going on out there doesn't make sense. You know, he says, give, and it'll be given unto you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall be given to your bosom. You got to know in the natural, in our natural world, you know, we're in, they call this a recession right now, but we're actually in a depression. Inflation is completely crazy. Interest rates are nuts. And God says, give. Now, stairs, that makes no sense at all now, does it? But you just know in your heart that you're going to be all right. It's going to be okay. He'll meet your needs. See, this is the difference. We're not going to look at what's going on around us. We're going to look right here. One of the things that we do have to do is make sure that we're smart. See, Jesus said to be innocent as doves and wise as serpents. One of the things about a serpent is you don't stick your head out there where you can get in trouble. We do live by faith. That doesn't mean we just do stupid things, though. Sometimes it's okay to just sit back and watch for a little bit. Being led by the Holy Spirit takes a little bit of practice. So we're going to let this world around us crash down. And then God's going to usher in His way of doing things. I don't know how in the world the church has gotten so hoodwinked to think that they can't watch what's going on around the world. I don't know if you've noticed, but most of the world has ditched the monetary system that we're in, and they're going to gold and silver. Most of the world has ditched the American dollar. That's good news. That's real good news. Because they're going to gold and silver. That means they're going to God's way of doing things. You have to understand that the whole world has the same enemies. And it's not each other. You know, God gave me a good picture of this. He said, you know, the same people that convinced us that we needed to hate the Russians are the same people that convinced us that we needed to hate the Chinese, are the same people that convinced the Chinese that they needed to hate the Filipinos. They're the same people that convinced the white people and the black people to be at odds. They're the same people that convinced the rich people to be at odds with the poor people to be at odds with the rich people. They're the same people that convinced the church to split into however many denominations that we got. How many of you have ever met a mean Chinese person in America? I've never met one that was mean to me. In fact, the ones I met actually were Christians. I met more good Russian people than I have mean Russian people. Have you ever thought about these things? Now, how would you like it if they just took you and put you in a box and said, because of the politicians in Washington, D.C., all Americans are like that. That would be not good, would it? See, the rest of the world has the same problem we got. But we're winning. We're getting there. You're just going to have to not get caught up in what's going on out there and stay focused on the Word of God. And when you see something out there, understand that God wins. Amen. I'm telling you, the crazy train is just getting revved up. And you're going to see stuff that is just going to baffle people's minds. But that's what it's designed to do. The devil wants to scare you into submission. One of the things about the devil is they get order out of chaos. So they go in there and they just completely wreck something and cause so much chaos that people want something to happen. They come in and they say, okay, here's this new deal. And they'll say anything for relief. That's their plan. Don't make any deals with the devil. None. We win. Amen? Now, to believe with the heart means to believe apart from what anything out there says. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. See, there's been so many things that we've been taught in life that are not true. And we're going to have to really trust in God. Because so many of the things that we have depended on are going to come to naught. But not Jesus. He's going to bring us through to a great new life. And it's going to be an exciting one. I don't know how much longer it's going to take. Not long. But I do know this, that it's going to get crazy for a little bit. You just focus on Him. You focus on His Word. And know in your heart that Jesus wins. Amen? See, most folks practice verse 5, all right. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. But they practice it in reverse. They trust with their understanding and lean not to their own heart. So they believe that everything is okay as long as they can understand it up here. You know, as long as everything is making sense in the financial market, everything is making sense at the job market, everything's making sense politically or here or there, whatever. As long as it makes sense up here, then everything's okay. But that's not the way it works. So trust in the Lord with all your heart. And it doesn't matter what kind of chaos is going on out there. It's all right. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lay not under your own understanding. That means you're going to trust in your heart. It doesn't matter what this fine-tuned thinking machine that is trapped up here between your ears says. Did you know that thing is defective? It is. You know how I know? How many of you ever have gotten a 100% on every test you ever took in school? None of you is perfect. You got a defective brain. But you have a perfect heart. Because God lives in there. He lives in there. And what he says is true. And what he says is final. I noticed one thing about God. When he heals somebody, they're healed. And you never had to see Jesus go back and revisit one of his people that he prayed for. You know, like the leper. Jesus never had to go back and do it again. he was just healed. The deaf people would just walk away hearing. The mute people would walk away talking. Have you ever noticed doctors? Honestly, think about this. Doctors that practice medicine? Practice. Are they going to get it right someday? Maybe eventually? Jesus didn't have to practice. He got it right the first time. Amen? Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that as a result of believing with our heart and trusting in you with all our heart, that one of the fruits is peace. We can truly have peace in our heart. Even though our minds may be going 100 miles an hour and the world may be in chaos, we can have true peace, actual shalom in our hearts. We can have confidence in you, and we can sleep easy and relax. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we have snacks and coffee and fellowship back here. Come on back and have some.